8:16 at AM 930, 100.3 FM, WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we're joined on the line this morning by CHOP champion Nick Wallace. He's also a chef. Well, that's because why else would, right, Nick? Why else would you be on CHOPed if you weren't a chef? Isn't that right?
Yeah, all the above. Good morning to you.
You get your roots in Mississippi. What's the style of food that you cook? How would you describe that?
I'm all farm to table. So I think that southern aspect of how you cook food and all, it's all about soul. But I'm all about local ingredients, and I can cook just about anything. But I'm definitely French trained.
Wow. So you bring a little bit of southern France, I guess, into ways for a bit.
Hey, yeah, I love the way that sounds, too.
So let's talk a little bit about why you're here today, to talk about a phrase that Craig and I learned this because we talked to the food people in our community, the Second Harvest Food Bank thing, and they brought up the term food insecurity. When did you first hear that term yourself?
I heard about that in my teenage years because it's a lot of food deserts, food swamps, and it's all about access. And you want the access to right things, but you want to make sure it's affordable and healthy foods. And that's where Dole comes into play. But food insecurity is definitely global.
And what is that Dole's going to do about this? Obviously, we know them for a lot of I know them for the pineapples and the fruits and things like that. What is their effort in this regard?
Well, Dole has this program called Sunshine for All City. And Dole has a promise, too. And that's to provide good nutrition to everyone, no matter where they live. And they pretty much get cities that get nominated, and they're here in Jackson, Mississippi. And I'm the spokesperson for it, but I'm also an ambassador and chef. So I write recipes made with the Dole products to a lot of our families and kids here in Jackson, Mississippi.
Talk a little bit about the climate in Mississippi economically and as well, and how we sometimes hear Mississippi referenced and related to one of the poorer states. What kind of struggles do they find down there related to getting good food farm to table, so to speak?
Well, it's definitely that lack of access and it's the lack of support when it comes down to local farms. And we have a limited supply of grocery stores. And then in the grocery stores, too, you only have about 5% that's stocked with local product and all. We have a lot of entrepreneurs here. And really, it's really pumped and motivated for change. But it's definitely, it has a, too many fast food restaurants. It's definitely a saturation of it. So we have to, on one end, we have to work a little bit harder to fight that because, honestly, our kids and our next generation deserves better. So every place that you go to is going to have, poor areas and all, and we have one that we're targeting, which is West Jackson. And I actually grew up in West Jackson after leaving Edwards, Mississippi off of a farm. So I know where to see the highs and the lows because it was on the high end in West Jackson when I lived there, and now it's on that low end. So we're trying to bring that attention strictly to that area.
Talking today with Chef Nick Wallace. Where did your love of food come from?
My love of food came from my grandmother. I'm lucky to still have both of my grandmothers, and they pretty much developed, and instilled that rooted lifestyle. And it's all about community. It's all about support. I don't care what national show I go on. It's all about Mississippi. And, I am a product of, you can definitely be successful and still be in your same area and not leave. So I'm definitely devoted for Jackson, Mississippi and for change.
Well, I can't have a chef on the radio without getting some recipe tips. Any good ideas or recipes you could share with us this morning?
Absolutely. I wish you can, taste or smell or even see this plate that I'm holding right now. This morning, I wanted to have a good nutritious breakfast. So I sauteed some heirloom carrots. I added in Dole's peaches and mangoes. I topped it with a little bit of harissa, which is fermented peppers. And I finished it with a little bit of pickled green onions. And you can go to the Dole website, too, to get a lot of great products. And then, too, it wouldn't hurt that you go over to Nick Wallace, too, and develop products. And that's the good thing about Dole. You could be super creative with their products and have something that be deserving to be in a restaurant. And I just think that's what everybody deserves. But I wish you could taste this dish I just did.
Did you say there's carrots? Did you say heirloom carrots? Is that the first ingredient you told me?
Yes, heirloom carrots. It's about three different colors. It's a yellow, orange, and one that's a little bit of reddish. And it's just an old variety, an old seed. And I love them, too, because they're so bright. They're petite. They're super sweet. And they blend very well with fruits.
I've never had a carrot for breakfast, Craig. Do you know that? This is the first time I thought about something. Now it's my world has turned upside down. If people want to find out more, where's a good place to get some information for this?
Yeah, you should visit bit.ly/DoleSunshine. Please check that out. I'm going to give it to you one more time. bit.ly/DoleSunshine. And please, if you want to get involved social media-wise, please hashtag Sunshine for All your city.
Sounds good. Now, before I let you go, Nick, Craig and I talked a little bit before how we see a lot of the chefs on Chopped, and they all have different types of tattoos. I understand you have a catfish on your arm. When did that come about, and why did you go big with that?
Yeah, I have a catfish tattoo because I got harassed a little bit on my first show, which was Cutthroat Kitchen. And I had these chefs to really jump on me because I was from Mississippi. And one chef made the statement that I can only cook catfish, which I love catfish, but that's not the only thing I can cook. So I came home and let it marinate in my mind a little bit. And I put a big catfish tattoo on my arm, as well as pig. I got a full farm, beets, carrots, a little bit of everything.
Wow. You know, I think you could call this arm to plate.
I like it, man.
Nick, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much. And thanks for sharing the word to get good, healthy eating out there for everybody.
Hey, thank you, man. Good to talk with you.
Thanks.